Next Level Pet People give their dogs next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. The one-and-done monthly treatment protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. NexGard Plus comes in a tasty beef-flavored chew, so you don't have to use next-level tricks to get your dog to take it. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Talk to your vet about NexGard Plus for next-level protection for your dog.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
Patriots, welcome back to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show, where the truth is served fresh and freedom never expires. Now, if you've been paying attention, and I know you have because my audience is the most informed audience in America, you know we're at a crossroads. The woke mob has infiltrated every corner of our society, from our schools to our workplaces, and yes, even our grocery stores. But fear not, because I, Blake Winchester, am here to bring freedom back to your shopping cart. This week, I embarked on a mission to get America ready for Donald Trump's triumphant return. And where better to start than the local grocery store? Patriots, let me tell you about my newest innovation, the Freedom Checkout Lane. It started as a simple idea. I was strolling through the store, minding my own business, when I noticed something alarming. People were buying tofu, almond milk, quinoa, un-American items that, quite frankly, have no place in a proper shopping cart. I looked around and thought, this is why we need Trump back. These people have forgotten what it means to shop like patriots. And then it hit me. Why wait for Trump to fix things when I can start right here, right now? So I walked straight up to the express lane and declared it the Freedom Lane. I didn't ask for permission because, as you know, freedom doesn't ask. It acts. The rules of the Freedom Lane were simple. First, you had to recite the Pledge of Allegiance before scanning your items. Second, your purchases had to reflect true American values. None of this plant-based nonsense or imported junk. And third, every shopper was required to say, "Thank you, Donald Trump," after completing their transaction. It was a beautiful system, folks. Efficient, inspiring, and most importantly, patriotic. At first, things went smoothly. The first customer, an older gentleman, seemed confused but willing to participate. He stumbled a bit on the Pledge of Allegiance, but I cut him some slack because he was wearing a veteran's hat. His cart was a work of art. Steaks, potatoes, apple pie ingredients, the essence of America. I let him through with a big thumbs up and a hearty, "God bless you, sir." But then came the troublemakers. The next customer was a woman with a cart full of kale and oat milk. Oat milk, patriots. I stopped her right there and said, "Ma'am, I can't in good conscience let you check out with those items. This is the Freedom Lane, and we have standards." She looked at me like I was crazy. "What are you talking about?" she said. "I'm talking about preserving the integrity of this great nation," I replied. "Kale is fine in moderation, but oat milk? That's a step too far." She rolled her eyes and tried to push her cart past me, but I stood my ground. "Ma'am, you have two options. Replace the oat milk with good old-fashioned cow's milk, or take your cart to another lane." At this point, other shoppers started to gather, whispering among themselves. Some were supportive. One guy in a red baseball cap gave me a fist bump, but most seemed confused. That's when the store manager showed up. "Sir," the manager said, his tone dripping with condescension, "what are you doing?" "I'm improving your store," I told him. "This lane is now the Freedom Lane, and I'm making sure people shop like true Americans." The manager sighed. "You can't just take over a checkout lane." "Why not?" I shot back. "This is a free country, isn't it? Or has the woke agenda taken that away too?" He didn't answer. Instead, he called over a cashier and asked her to resume scanning items. I refused to budge. "Listen," I said, lowering my voice to a conspiratorial tone. "You don't have to agree with me, but deep down, you know I'm right. This store has lost its way. I'm here to help." "Sir," he said, clearly trying to keep his cool, "if you don't leave this lane, I'll have to call security." "Now, patriots, I'm no stranger to being misunderstood. Great leaders throughout history, Washington, Lincoln, Reagan, were all doubted at some point. So I stood my ground, ready to defend the Freedom Lane with my last ounce of resolve. But then the oat milk lady pulled out her phone and started recording me. 'This guy is insane,' she said, laughing as she panned the camera over me and my patriotic stance." "Insane?" I said, puffing out my chest. "I'm the sanest man in this store. I'm the only one who sees what's happening to this country." The video must have gone viral because, within minutes, more people showed up, not to shop, but to watch the spectacle. A few cheered me on, but most just stared, their faces a mix of confusion and amusement. Eventually, security arrived, two guys in blue uniforms who clearly didn't appreciate the importance of what I was doing. "Sir, we need you to leave the store," one of them said. "Leave?" I said, incredulous. "I'm improving this store. I'm teaching these people how to shop like Americans." "Sir, you're causing a disturbance," the other one said. "Please leave." Realizing I was outnumbered, I decided to retreat with dignity. "Fine," I said, grabbing my pamphlets from the counter. "But this isn't over. The Freedom Lane isn't a place. It's an idea, and you can't shut down an idea." As I walked out of the store, I heard someone clap. I turned to see the veteran from earlier, giving me a thumbs up. "Keep fighting the good fight," he said. "I always do," I replied. While that particular mission ended with an unwarranted escort by security, I refused to let the forces of political correctness extinguish my patriotic flame. That's why I'm proud to announce my latest initiative, the MAGA Cart Parade. That's right, folks. If the grocery store won't honor America inside its walls, then I'll take America straight to its parking lot. Now, the idea for the parade came to me in a moment of divine inspiration, or maybe it was during my third cup of coffee. Either way, it was genius. My plan was simple, yet powerful. Gather a group of like-minded patriots, decorate our shopping carts with flags and banners, and march them proudly through the parking lot to show the world what a Trump-ready America looks like. The first step, of course, was recruiting participants. I reached out to my network of local patriots via the Freedom Flame Facebook group. "Attention, warriors of truth," I wrote. "This Saturday, join me in the grocery store parking lot for the MAGA cart parade. Together, we'll show the woke mob that we're ready for Trump's return." The post got a decent number of likes and a few enthusiastic comments, including one from Greg. You know, my neighbor, who's still mad about the bald eagle statue from Christmas. Even he couldn't resist the allure of the MAGA cart parade. Saturday arrived, and I was up bright and early, preparing for what I was sure would be a historic event. I spent hours decorating my shopping cart. It was a masterpiece, if I do say so myself. The cart was draped in an American flag with a life-size cardboard cutout of Trump attached to the front, saluting the crowd. I even rigged a Bluetooth speaker to play Lee Greenwood's "God Bless the USA" on a loop. This wasn't just a cart. It was a symbol of freedom. When I arrived at the parking lot, the turnout was modest. Let's just say it was less of a parade and more of a small, determined gathering. There were about 8 of us, each with a cart decorated in various degrees of patriotic flair. Greg had gone all out, attaching sparklers to his cart. I'll get to that later. While another guy brought his golden retriever and perched it in the cart like a furry co-pilot. Despite the low numbers, our spirits were high. We lined up at the edge of the parking lot. Carts at the ready. And I grabbed my megaphone to deliver a pre-parade pep talk. "Patriots," I began. "Today we make history. Today we show this grocery store and the world that we will not be silenced, that we will not back down, and that we will make America great again, one shopping cart at a time." The small crowd cheered, and with that, the parade began. We pushed our carts through the parking lot, waving flags and singing along to the music blasting from my speaker. It was a beautiful sight, until the sparklers on Greg's cart ignited prematurely. I heard the sizzle before I saw the flames. "Greg, what's that sound?" I called out, turning just in time to see smoke rising from his cart. "It's fine," Greg shouted. "Clearly not fine. The sparklers are just enthusiastic." But the situation quickly escalated when one of the sparklers fell off the cart and landed on a pile of mulch next to the parking lot landscaping. The dry mulch ignited instantly, sending a plume of smoke into the air. Shoppers started screaming and running for their cars, and I knew we had a situation on our hands. "Patriots, this is a code red," I shouted into the megaphone. "Abort the parade and focus on fire suppression." We sprang into action, or at least we tried to. One guy ran to his car to grab a bottle of water, while Greg frantically tried to stomp out the flames with his boot. Meanwhile, I used my megaphone to direct the chaos, shouting things like, "Stay calm, and this is all part of the plan." Spoiler, it was not part of the plan. Eventually, an employee from the grocery store came running out with a fire extinguisher and managed to put out the blaze before it spread to the cars. As the smoke cleared, the once enthusiastic crowd of patriots had dwindled to just me, Greg, and the golden retriever, who looked thoroughly unimpressed. That's when the store manager appeared, flanked by 2 security guards. He didn't look happy. "Mr. Winchester," he said, his tone icy, "care to explain what just happened?" "I think the real question," I replied, "is why this store hasn't embraced the patriotic spirit. If you'd supported the Freedom Lane, none of this would have happened." The manager stared at me for a long moment before sighing deeply. "You're banned," he said, "from the store, from the parking lot, from everything. Don't come back." Patriots, I'll admit, this wasn't the outcome I'd hoped for. As I loaded my charred cart into my truck and drove away, I couldn't help but feel a pang of disappointment. But then I reminded myself of something important. Every great movement faces setbacks. The Boston Tea Party didn't go smoothly either, but look at the revolution it sparked. And so, while the MAGA cart parade may have been a logistical failure, it was a spiritual success. We showed the world that we won't be silenced, that we won't stop fighting, and that we will always, always stand up for freedom, even if it means getting banned from a grocery store. As I always say, setbacks are just opportunities in camouflage. And I found my next opportunity at a place where freedom is on life support, the local mall. Yes, Patriots, the mall. Once a beacon of American capitalism, now a soulless husk of its former glory, infiltrated by woke policies, overpriced pretzels, and Starbucks cups that won't even say Merry Christmas. But not to worry, I took it upon myself to inject a little patriotism back into that hollow temple of commerce. How, you ask? With the greatest patriotic display the mall has ever seen. The MAGA mall invasion. It all started when Brenda, who still hasn't fully forgiven me for the Thanksgiving plate debacle, asked me to run an errand for her. "Blake," she said, dropping a list on the counter, "I need you to pick up a few things at the mall, and please, just do the shopping. Don't make a scene." Make a scene? Me? Patriots. I'd never dream of it. As I drove to the mall, I began to reflect on its sad state. The last time I'd been there, they'd replaced the food court's beloved hot dog stand with a poke bowl place. A poke bowl? That's not food. It's an insult to hardworking Americans who built this country on burgers and fries. Clearly, the mall needed saving. And if anyone could do it, it was me. My plan came together as I walked through the mall, eyeing the empty storefronts and overpriced kiosks. I'd gather a group of patriots for an impromptu flash mob in the food court. A celebration of America, a rally for freedom, a wake-up call for the woke zombies wandering aimlessly between Sephora and the Apple Store. I immediately texted Greg, who's always up for a good cause, and a few others from the Freedom Flame Facebook group. "Meet me at the food court in an hour," I wrote. "Bring flags and energy. We're taking America back, one mall at a time." While I waited for reinforcements, I made some preparations. I stopped by the mall's party supply store and picked up a dozen small American flags, a pack of red, white, and blue balloons, and a cheap Bluetooth speaker. The speaker was key. It would blast our anthem of choice, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, as we paraded through the food court. Back at the food court, I tied the balloons to a chair, set up the flags on the tables, and stood proudly in the center, like George Washington surveying the Delaware. Shoppers were already starting to stare, whispering to each other, clearly intrigued by the display of freedom. An hour later, my team arrived. Greg showed up first, carrying his usual patriotic flair, a vest covered in American flag patches. Behind him came Sue, who had brought her homemade "Make Malls Great Again" sign, and Mike, whose contribution was a cowboy hat with LED lights that spelled out USA. It wasn't a huge turnout, but it was enough to make a statement. "Patriots," I said, addressing my small but mighty group, "today we restore dignity to this mall. We remind these people what it means to be American. Are you with me?" They cheered. Well, Sue and Greg cheered. Mike just gave a thumbs up. And with that, the MAGA mall invasion began. I connected the Bluetooth speaker and hit play. "God Bless the USA" blared through the food court, its opening notes soaring above the sound of sizzling woks and smoothie blenders. We marched in a single file, waving our flags, chanting, "USA! USA!" as bewildered diners looked up from their plates. At first, things were going smoothly. A few people even clapped along, clearly inspired by our display. But then, as we reached the sushi kiosk, disaster struck. My Bluetooth speaker glitched, and instead of "God Bless the USA," it started blasting "Baby Shark." "Don't panic," I shouted over the music, fumbling with my phone. "Technical difficulties. Stay focused." Greg, bless his heart, tried to keep the energy up by chanting louder, but the damage was done. The patriotic atmosphere was gone, replaced by the repetitive, maddening refrain of "Baby Shark, do, 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 do." Shoppers began laughing, pointing at us as we frantically tried to fix the speaker. "Great work, Blake," Sue muttered, her sign drooping. "This is really inspiring." Finally, I managed to switch the music back to Lee Greenwood, but by then, the momentum was lost. The mall's security team, two underpaid 20-somethings in ill-fitting uniforms, had arrived. "Sir," one of them said, "you can't do this here. You're disrupting the mall." "Disrupting?" I said, incredulous. "I'm inspiring. This mall needs us." "Sir, you need to leave," the other guard said, clearly not in the mood for debate. Reluctantly, we began to pack up. As we gathered our flags and balloons, a small crowd had formed, watching the scene unfold. Some were laughing, others looked confused, but one little boy, maybe 7 years old, saluted me. That small gesture reminded me why I do what I do. As we left the food court, heads held high despite the setback, Greg leaned over and said, "Next time, we should test the speaker first." "Next time," I replied, "we'll bring two speakers and a backup battery." Patriots, the MAGA mall invasion may not have gone exactly as planned, but it was a step in the right direction. We reminded people, if only for a moment, what true patriotism looks like. And while I may have been banned from yet another public space, I consider it a badge of honor. Because sometimes the cost of freedom is a little embarrassment and a whole lot of determination. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight. And remember, if we can't save the malls, how can we save America?
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.